Okay, we're going to go back to the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, by the two dots, 5-6 lines from the bottom, where it says Amar Rava. We started this yesterday, but we'll go back because it's one long continuing story. Amar Rava. Rava said as follows: Kotzar v'tochan kigrogras b'shogeges b'shabbes. If somebody grinds and he cuts the shear of a grogras, that's just here to let you know that that's the shear for Oakland, what you have to do to violate the malachas on Shabbos. But he did it b'shogeg, and his shogeg was as follows: b'shigah Shabbos v'zadon malachos. He forgot it was Shabbos, but he knew that these malachos were asur. So how many chataos does he have to bring for making these two mistakes? One, because his mistake was he forgot it was Shabbos. Then, right? It's one mistake because it's one mistake. It's two malachos, but it doesn't make a difference because it's one mistake. Then v'chazar v'katzar v'tolche kigrogros. Then within the same halama, within the same period of forgetting, he then cuts and grinds again, but now b'zodon Shabbos v'shigagas malachos. Now he realizes, he knows it's Shabbos, but he forgot that these malachos are Asur, and he does them again. Now how many potentially would he have to bring? Two. Why? Because now we care about each and every malacha. Since he did two, he should bring two. Then v'nodulo al ktsira v'tchina shal shigga Shabbos v'zadun malachos. Then he reminded himself regarding the fact that he had made a mistake concerning the fact that he didn't realize it was Shabbos. So he set aside, Rashi says, he set aside one carbon because he had made one mistake. Then, after that, the chazar. Then after that, v'nodelo al ktsir v'al techina. Then he says, wait a minute, oh my goodness, what did I do today? I also remembered it was Shabbos, and then I did ktsir and techina again. Right? V'nodelo al ktsir v'al techina shal zodem Shabbos v'shigas malachos. Then he reminds himself that he had also done two malachos on Shabbos, knowing it was Shabbos. So how many karbanos should he have to set aside now? Two more. Right? Two more. So what does the Gemara say? Doesn't have to do that. Ktira, goreres ktira. The first karban that he set aside for the fact that he didn't realize it was Shabbos also included the fact that he did ktira. That will pulled in the second ktsira that he did. Tchina goreres tchina. The grinding will pull in the grinding, and therefore he only has to bring one carbon. So since he made a funny mistake like this, it's a kula. He's bringing less carbonos because the mistake happened in that way.
Does this go by how he remembered it, or which one he actually did?
Well, it goes to how he remembered it. Aval, but. No dolavak tzibur shal zadon Shabbos v'shigas malachos. But he reminded himself first on the fact that he knew it was Shabbos, but that the malachos, he made a mistake with it, with the malachos, right? And then what happens? He's mafresh one carbon for ktsira. He did ktsira b'shogeg. He's mafresh one carbon for ktsira. So Rava says ktsira goreres ktsira. The ktsira number two will draw ktsira number one, and he'll be, and the one carbon will potter the ktsira number one. The tchina she'ima, and the tchina that came with mistake number one. The tchina she'kenegda, but mistake number tchina number two, that bimkoma omedes, that has to get its own carbon. Rashi says why, because. First of all, why? What's the whole point of Gera? How can we allow the first case even? So Rashi explains, because really it's one halama, it's one mistake. It all happened in one period of forgetting. The different forgettings, one, the first case of the forgetting of, you knew, you didn't know it was Shabbos. The second forgetting was you didn't know it was Malachas. That doesn't make a difference. It's all one forgetting, so one carbon's okay. But in the second case, you forgot it was Shabbos. You did grinding and cutting. Then you forgot the malachos. You did grinding and cutting. Then you reminded yourself about the second averus that you did. So you set aside one carbon for ketira. So Rashi explained, the first ketira can certainly be dragged along to the second ketira. That's not, that Rashi says that's not even greira. That's not even dragging along. It's the same halacha, and it was in one period of halama, one period of forgetting. That's certainly not a problem. The tchina from mistake number one can be drawn along with this carbon, and it can pater the mistake with tchina from mistake number one also. That's the greira. What about tchina number two? So Rashi says, how can that carbon pater the tchina number two? That was done when you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot the malacha through Asa. So it's its own world, tchina number two. That can't be patered from ketira number two. Ketira number two and tchina number two are two separate worlds. And therefore, Rava says, the tchina number two stands by itself. And that needs its own carbon. Abaye disagrees. Abaye says, no. Tchina nami goreres. Tchina can also be drawn. The tchina number two can also be included in this carbon by virtue of the fact that you set aside one carbon for ketira number two. Why? Tchina shem tchina achasi. Because it's all one tchina, so it's all okay to be included. Fine. Everyone got that? Because that's the easy part of today. So now the Gemara says as follows. Umi isle l'rava greira? Does Rava really hold from the shita of greira? Because we just saw here that when you set aside carbon for ketira number two, he's allowing it to include tchina number one. That's greira. He's not allowing tchina number two. Rashi, the Gemara is going to say later on, that's greira de greira. That's another step removed. That far he's not going. But he's allowing for, you set aside tchina number two, and he's allowing that to include tchina number one. So you see that Rava holds of greira. So the Gemara says, umi islay l'rava greira. Does Rava really hold from greira? For itmar, but it was stated. If somebody ate two chizesim of chalev in one period of forgetting, so he would only have to bring one carbon, because it's one mistake. But the no delo al achas mehen, then he reminded himself, hey, I ate chalev number one, and I did a mistake. So he reminded himself about chalev number one. Then v'chazar v'achal kizayis v'ha'elamo shel sheni. Then he ate a third piece of chalev within the same period of forgetting as number three. It can't be within the same period as number one, because he already remembered about number one. So that period of forgetting is over. But he still ate number three when he still did not remember number two. Right? So Omar Rava says, Hevi carbon al rishon, if he brings a carbon for number one, Rishon v'sheni mischaperin. It's going to include number two also. Why? Because one and two he ate in the same period of forgetting. He just remembered about number one first. But they were eaten in the same period of forgetting. Gimel, number three, ain't a mischaper. That can't be included in the carbon because he already reminded himself about number one at the time he ate number three. It's not the same period of forgetting. That can't be included. So what do you see? You see he doesn't hold from greira. That's what all this is here for. Hevi carbon al shlishi. If he brought a carbon for chalev number three, shlishi ushein miskaprin. Three and two can get kapara. Why? Because it was eaten in the same period of forgetting. Rishon eno miskaper. But number one cannot. Why? Because number one he already reminded himself. That's a different period of forgetting. The chatos are split up based on forgetting. So number one can't. Hevi carbon al hemtzoi. If he brought a carbon for the middle one, for number two, mistake number two, then nischapru kulon. Then they're all going to be okay because number three and number one are both in the same halama of number two. So it's okay. So what do you see from here? You see from here that Rava does not hold of greira. He doesn't agree that when you make one mistake, you can drag along all the mistakes. He doesn't hold from that. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, no. Afilu hevi carbon al echad mehen. Even if you bring one carbon for any of them, nischapru kulan, all of them will be forgiven because he holds of greira. So anyway, you see that Rava doesn't. So the Gemara answers, what? But that's not greira. That's because it's the same period of forgetting. Gerer means we're going to include another one that really shouldn't be included. That's what Gerer means. Right? One and two, it's the same period of forgetting. Three, that's a different period of forgetting. So Abaye holds, yeah, but it's okay. It's all the same day. It's all the same idea. So we're going to throw it in. Rava says, no. But before, Rava agreed to throw in Tchina number one. He did Tchina and Tzira together. Then he did Tchina and Tzira separately. And then he did Mafra Shakar for Tzira. So Rava said, you can throw away the Tchina from the first Halama. That's Gerer. So the Gemara answer is, you're right. Really, he does hold of Gerer. Obasar Deshame Me Abaya Svara. After he heard Abaya say in the case of 1, 2, and 3 that there is a din of Gerer, Rava came around and agreed with that. And then he said his member on top about Shabbos after he had already agreed to Abaya. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, so Techina Nami Tigrar, so then why didn't he include Techina number one in the case above? Why didn't he include Techina? So the Gemara answers, Ihachi Techina Nami Ligra Latechina. So the Gemara answers, Gerer Islay, he holds of Gerer. But greater de greater less lay. He doesn't hold of this, including another carbon. Because Rava held that including tchina number one was already greater. So now I'm going to include tchina number two. That's greater de greater. That far I don't take abaya. To hold from greater I take abaya. But for a second step I don't. And abaya held no, even a second step. Okay. So, what do we just say? We just said that Abaye and Rava agree that if somebody does two mistakes, but the mistakes are different. First, you forgot it was Shabbos, and then you forgot it was the Malachas, and now you want to bring a carbon. One carbon could include both mistakes. That's what Abaye and Rava basically say, right? If you don't get this, you're not going to get the rest of the Amud and a half. Two different mistakes. You hear, Ari? Two different mistakes. First, you forgot it was Shabbos. You hear? You forgot it was Shabbos. Then you forgot the Malachos. It's two different mistakes. But as Rashi explained, it's really one halama. So one carbon can pater both mistakes. If you don't get this, you're not going to get the rest of the shir. Okay? This is not dancing in front of pots waiting for the beans to cook. This is real meat and potatoes. So, Milsa, the Pshita Lahula, Abaye Varava. What Abaye and Rava thought was very easy, what they paskined, miboilei l'Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had a question about it, and we're going to see that Reb Zeira argued on that. The boy Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira said, Reb Asi, yes, Reb Asi, v'amrilei boy minei Reb Yirmiyah mei Reb Zeira. Katzar v'tochan. Rashi says here it's or, either you do ktsira or tchina, either one. We'll say ktsira. He cut chatzi grogeres, a half a grogeres, half a shear. When he forgot it was Shabbos, but he knew he got allowed to cut on Shabbos, but he thought it was Wednesday, and he cut a half a shear. Then, in the same period of forgetting, v'chazar v'katzar v'tochan, he then does ktsira or tchina again, but this time chatzi grogeres, again half a shear, b'zodon Shabbos, knowing that it was Shabbos, but b'shigas malachos, but he forgot about the malachos. Okay, so again, he has a half a shear thinking it's Wednesday, and then a half a shear thinking that cutting is mutter. And he gets to a shear. So the Gemara says, Mahu Shayit Starfu. Does that combine? What? Same day. How could it happen? The only way it can happen is you forgot you did it. First, you thought it was Wednesday, and then you went ahead and cut a half a shear of something. Then you forgot you did that. You remembered it was Shabbos, but now you forgot that Ksir was also. You forgot you did it. The only way it could happen is if you forgot you did it. And then after Shabbos is over, you remember the whole story. But you forgot you did it. The only way it could happen is if you forgot you did it. So now you have one kezayis of something that you cut, and you made two different mistakes regarding it. So we had said above that Abaye and Rava held, that would require you to bring one chatas. Right? That would require you to bring a chatas. Because the two different mistakes is considered one mistake, and just like that would require one chatas if they were okay. So let's see. Mahu, what's the halacha? Mahu sheit starfu. Lamalei. So they answered back. Chalukin lechatos. Had this been two times of the same shear, you would bring two chatos. Abaye and Rava held you'd bring one. They're arguing on Abaye and Rava. Whoever this is, Abzera or Yirmiyah, they're arguing on Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava held you'd bring one chatos. They hold, no, chalukin lechatos, velo mitzdarfin. And they don't combine to give you the shear. So you're not going to have to bring a chatos because you didn't do a whole shear of cutting. That's what they held. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'chol hecha, you got that? V'chol hecha dechalukin lechatos lo mitzdarfi. Any time you split up, you say that you're not chayev a chatos. Do you also agree that they're not mitzdarif? I'm going to show you a case where you're going to be chayev different chatos, yet they do combine. What's the case? You ready for this? Vatnan. Well, everyone got the question? They held that if you do two different mistakes, they're not mitzdarif, to make you chayev achatos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, every time that you find a case where there's two different chatos, they're not going to be mitzdarif to give you a shear, I'll find you a case where it is. Vatnan. We learned that a Mishnah increases. Achal chelev v'chelev behelam echad, einu chayev al achas. That's easy. If you eat two kizaisim of chalev in one period of forgetting, you are chayev one chatos. Achal chalev v'dam, if you eat chalev and dam, v'nosar, v'pigal, all these things you're not allowed to eat, v'helam echad, in one period of forgetting, chayev akal achas v'achas. You're chayev for each and every one, because they're all different averos. That's easy. Now the Mishnah says as follows, zu chomer b'minin harbe, b'min echad. That's why different things, pigol, dam, all that, is more machmir than one item. Because different items, you're going to eat five kizesim of five different things, you're going to be chayav five. If you eat five kizesim of one chaylev, you're going to be chayav only once. So what do you see? That minim harbe is more machmir than one min. Fine. Then the Mishnah says, increases, vizu chomer bimin echad, bimin harbe. And now I'll tell you a situation where one min is more machmir than five. What's the case? Ochal chatzi zayis, you ate a half a kizayis, v'chazar v'ochal chatzi zayis, mimin echad. You eat a half a kizayis now. And Rashi explains that it's within the same kedachilas pras. Right? So I eat a half a kizayis now. Then I eat a half a kizayis 2 minutes from now. I'm going to be chayiv. Right? I'm going to be chayiv. But mishnei minin, but I eat a half a kizayis of dam right now, and then a half a kizayis of chilef a minute later, putter. I'm putter. So you see that sometimes, we didn't get to the question yet. It's all leading up to the question. You see that sometimes, 1 min is more machmer than 2 min. Right? Because 1 min can combine with halves, but 2 min can't. V'havinan ba, and the Gemara asks over there on Krisis, that mimin echad chayef tzrichel amemar? Did the Mishnah have to tell me that if I eat two halves within one kedechil's pras, that I was over an avera? Did the Mishnah really have to tell me that? If you eat one kezayis, you're sitting at the meal, you eat a half, you wait a minute or two, you eat the other half. Of course that's a kezayis. Of course that's a kezayis. Did the Mishnah really have to tell me that? That's very obvious. No, they're both b'shogeg. Happens to be that I waited a minute or two in between. I didn't wait 3 hours. Rashi says it's b'gedei achilas pras. So basically, it's one continuous eating. So did the Mishnah have to tell me that that's chayev? Of course that's chayev. So v'omar Rish Lakish mishum bartutni. Rish Lakish said in the name of bartutni. Rashi says it's a shem chacham. Hacha v'mayaskinon. What is the Mishnah really telling me? To tell me that I ate two halves within one shear that I'm chayev? Really, it's kigon she'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin. I ate two halves of chelev, but they're cooked differently. Shnei tamchuyin. Tamchuyin is a pot. One was fried and one was cooked, Rashi says, and one was roasted. So I ate two halves of the same min, but they're cooked different ways. Rabbi Yehoshua hi. And as we said this already a day or two ago, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. The Omar tamchuyin mechalkin. Rabbi Yehoshua holds that the way you cook chaylev or anything can increase, can make you chayev more times. Normally, if you eat five kizetim of chaylev, you're only going to be chayev once. Rabbi Yehoshua comes up with a huge chiddush. Yeah, but if they're cooked different ways, it's like a different aveira each time. So like a half a kezayis of cooked, and then a half a kezayis of roasted. Right? Mahu de tema, I would think. So think, if you think about it, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, you didn't eat one thing. You ate two different things. So mahu, because he holds that if I would have eaten one kezayis of cooked and one kezayis of roasted, I'd be chayav two korbanos. So if I eat a half and a half, it doesn't add up to a whole. So mahu de tema, I would think, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, that Rabbi Yehoshua said, Hishita, bein lekula, bein lechumra. Even lekula, he said, Hishita. Meaning, I'm not going to be chayav a carbon here. Because I didn't eat one kezayis. I ate a half cooked and a half roasted. If it would be a whole cooked and a whole roasted, I'd be chayav two. So if it's a half cooked and it's a half roasted, I'm not even chayav one. Kamash Malan, therefore, the Mishnah comes along to tell me he ate a half and a half. The lekula lo amar. Rabbi Yehoshua did not say his shita to be makel, to ever get anybody off the hook. So if he ate a half a kezayis of cooked and a half a kezayis of roasted, it does add up to one. It does add up to one. That's the Mishnah's chiddush. Everybody got that? So lekula kamash malan, the lekula lo amar, lechumra ka amar. Only said a shita lechumra, not lekula. So if you eat a half a kezayis of cooked and a half a kezayis of roasted, it does add up to one. Right? So what do you see? V'ha'acha, dechalukin lechatos, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, if you eat one kezayis of cooked and one kezayis of roasted, you're chayef twice. So we see a case where the chatos are split up, but v'kamet starfi, and yet they combine to give you the shear to be over. So you started off by saying, you can't have a case where the chalukin lechatos and they still add up. You see from this Mishnah increases, I have a case. According to Yeshua, they're separate chatos, but yet they add up to one. So back to the case of Reb Zera and Reb Yiria. If you have half a kezayis of, if you cut half a kezayis of a fig, thinking it's Tuesday, and then half a kezayis of a fig, thinking that cutting is mutter, we said, it doesn't add up to a shear, and it doesn't add up to a chatos. So we said, we have a case over here, where we will split the chatos, but it does add up to the shear. So it's a kasha on them. So the Gemara answers, amale, amale, they answered back, mar, does everyone understand the question? Okay. Yeah? Mar, aresha masni lo, v'kasha lo. You learned Rish Lakish's whole chiddush over here, you learned that whole chiddush on the resha. The resha was that if you eat half a kezayis now and half a kezayis in 2 minutes from now, it certainly adds up to a shear. And we asked, isn't that poshet? So Rish Lakish said, no, it's not so poshet. I'm talking about a case where it's two different ways of cooking. So then you have a kasha on Reb Zera. But anan us asefa masnina la. We learned that entire exchange with Rish Lakish regarding the second half of the Mishnah increases. What is the second half? And then v'lo kashalon, we have no problems. What's the second half of the exchange? The second half said that mishnei minin pater. If you eat two different minim, you're pater. Right? That's what the Mishnah said increases. If you eat, what did it say? It said that one min can be more machmir, because if you eat half a kezayis of each, it's going to add up. But from two minim, it doesn't add up. So the Gemara says, Tzvichel Meimar. Did the Mishnah have to tell me that? Of course, if you eat two halves of two different things, of course that doesn't add up. A half a kezayis of chelev and a half a kezayis of dam, that certainly doesn't add up. Did the Mishnah have to tell me that? Of course not. V'amar Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni. No, la'olam mimin echad. Really, it's one min. It's really two halves of one min. V'amai kari le'shnei minim she'achlu. And why does it say it's two? Because it's b'shnei tamchuyin. No, it's two different ways of cooking the same thing. V'rabi Yehoshua hi da'amar tachuyin mechalkin. V'ha'kom ha'ashmolan. And what's the chiddush? Da'amar Rabbi Yehoshua bein lekula bein lechumra. Even lekula, he's going to say you're off the hook. So if you eat one half of chalef cooked and one half roasted, according to this, you're not going to be chayef for eating chalef. Because you didn't eat a kezayis of a consistent chalef. You ate it all broken up. And then we don't have a kasha on them. So now, one second, we just have one more loose end to tie up. So mitaseifa min echad v'tshnei tamchuyin. So if the second half of the case was two, one min, but two different ways of cooking it, so mechlal the reisha min echad v'tamchuy echad. So then the reisha, where we said if you ate she'achal chatzi zayis mimin echad v'chatzi zayis mimin echad, we said you're chayiv. So now, what's the chiddush in that? If it's two halves of the same tamchoy, of course you're chayiv. This, we asked this before. This was the first ratio that Rosh Chodesh came up with. But now we're saying, no, Rosh Chodesh is talking about the sefer. So then what's the ratio talking about? Right? Mechlal, the ratio, min echad v'tamchoy echad. So min echad v'tamchoy echad, tzrichel meimar. Did the Mishnah have to tell me that if you eat half of something now, and half of something 2 minutes from now, that's usher? Of course that's usher. There's no chiddush in that. So Amar Rav Huna Hachav Ma'eskinan. The case is Kigon Shahoisel Yadia Ben Tayim, that you forgot in between. You ate a half a kizayis right now, then you forgot, and then 2 minutes later you ate another half a kizayis. So Mahud, right? So Rav Gamliel, and it goes with the opinion of Rav Gamliel, who we're going to have later on. The Amar Ein Yadia L'Chatzi Shir. The fact that you forgot, and we're only talking about a Chatzi Shir, that's not considered a forgetting. It's not considered a forgetting. He doesn't know of Yediyah, it's by Chatzi Shir. So you ate a half right now, then you forgot. Then you ate a half 5 minutes from now, 2 minutes from now, the Kedech Yel's Pras, that's not considered forgetting. Therefore, it's as if you ate one Kizayis over one period of time, the Kedech Yel's Pras, and you're going to be Chayef. Okay. We're sort of starting a new sugya for all those who just walked in. This needs review. Right. Exactly, your chayef. Why? Because the fact that you forgot for a chatzi shir, that's not called forgetting. We don't value that forgetting to break up the avera, because it's only a chatzi shir. That's hishita. There's no other way that the Mishnah can make sense. Because it's pashut that if you eat two halves, it equals up to a whole. That's pashut. Tosfos on, you can speak out one thing. Tosfos on Mishnei Mina Pshita says, but wait a minute, we have Gemara's Elser and Avodah Zarah that say that if you add up Chalev and Dan and all that stuff to Kizayis, you will get Malkus. Because the Pasuk says, Losocha kol Toeva. So all that's Toeva. So the Sfas MS, so Tosfos says, for Malkus you'll get. But over here, Misi, you're not going to get. Because it's not a Kizayis, Chatzis you won't have to bring. But for Malkus, for Losocha kol Toeva, that does apply. So the Sfas MS says that Gemara can only go according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chatzis Shir Asher Min HaTorah. According to Rish Lakish, it's zero. Chatzis Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, so you have zero plus zero. That equals zero. According to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have half plus half. That will equal a whole. Okay. Exactly. It's a machlokas. Exactly. Itmar. It's more complicated now. Itmar. Ochal Shnei Zeisin Chelev Behelem Echad. You eat two kizaisim of chalev in one period of forgetting. You forgot at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you forgot the whole day, and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you ate a second one. How many chatos do you have to bring? One. Why? Because it's one mistake. You forgot. The whole day you forgot. It could go on for, this could be 8 years. It doesn't make a difference. Two chatos in one period of forgetting. Sorry, two mistakes in one period of forgetting is one chatos. However, over here, what happened was, v'nodelo al rishon, he remembered about the first one, and then what happened? He was mafer shekarban, v'chazer v'nodelo al hasheni, and then he remembered about the second one. So when he reminded himself, or someone reminded him, whatever the case may be, whenever he discovered the mistake at two different times. Okay? He did the avera within one period of forgetting, but he became aware of these mistakes separately. So, amazingly, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayef Shtayim. That requires you to bring two chatos. Why? Because you became aware of it at two different times. For Rish Lakish Omer, Eino Chayef El Achat. Rish Lakish says, no, you only chayef once, because they're going to learn out of Pesukim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, why does he say you chayef twice? Chayef Omer Chayef Al Chatoso Vehevi. Because he learns that out of a pasuk, it says al chatoso for his chatos vehevi, and he has to bring it. Meaning, for each and every time you become aware, that requires you to bring another chatos. For Rish Lakish Amar Pater, Rish Lakish says no. You only have to bring one for all these mistakes because it says mechatosov and islach lo. From all your chatoses, you're going to be forgiven. So all your mistakes are included in the chatos. Okay? So basically, they learned it out of Pesukim. So now the Gemara says, V'Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, Haksiv al chatoso vehevi, it does say that for each mistake, you have to bring a separate carbon. So how could you say, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, that means that you remember it at different times. Doesn't it say that in the Pasuk Rish Lakish? So Rish Lakish says, Hahu l'acha kapara. Now that's if you already brought the carbon. You already got a kapara. You got a kapara for you reminded yourself about the first one, you brought a carbon already. And now you're reminding yourself about the second one, yeah, you got to bring another carbon. You already got the kapara. You can't say that the kapara is going to be retroactive to the one you didn't know about when you brought the carbon. That we're not going to say, Rish Lakish says. So then I agree. But that's what that Pasuk is referring to. But if you remembered at separate times, you weren't marked with the carbon yet? You can still, you only have to bring one carbon. The Rabbi Yochanan nami haksiv mechatoso v'nislach lo. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's he going to do with Rish Lakish's pasuk? It does seem to say that the kapara, the slicha, will be included in all the mistakes. So what does he do with that pasuk? Listen to this. Hachav ma'efki. This is what he does with it. Kigong, for example, sha'acha kizayis u'mechsa. He ate a kizayis and a half. Then v'nodelo al kizayis. You remind yourself only about the kizayis. V'chazar v'achal chatzi kizayis achar behelam shalsheni. Then you eat another half of kizayis in the same period of forgetting as the first half of the kizayis. Right? So you have a whole kizayis here. You have two kizayisim. You have one, then the half, then the half. Then then you brought a carbon for the one full kizayis that you ate. So mahu detema, I would think, lids to rufe, that the two halves combine because they were in the same period of forgetting. Kamash Milan, that pasuk of mechatoso v'nitzlach lo tells me that in such a unique case, the half of kizayis that I ate together with the full kizayis is taken care of by the carbon that I brought for the full kizayis. That's what he does with Rish Lakish's pasuk. Okay? And the two halves don't combine to a whole because the second half is by itself because the first half was already forgiven with the carbon that you brought for the first whole. Okay? So they stick to their guns and they answer the other pasuk in different ways, which is going to become very relevant at the bottom of the page. Hopefully we'll get there. Okay, so. What? It's a big question about that. Rashi here says that according to what about Abaye and Rava from the Amud Aleph? Rashi says that it depends. Either they can only hold like Rish Lakish. Well, it depends. It depends what the machlokas is going to be between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It's not so simple. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. The Rashi of V'chazav V'nodalo, two lines where the lines get skinny, discusses how this fits in with Abaye and Rava. Even though the Rashi is already, we already said the Rashi, it really applies to the end of the shir.
Now, this prophet of Greater, is there any period of time that it defines me? What's the maximum?
Yeah, it all has to be within the same period of forgetting.
What is the period?
It can last forever. But it has to be that you never knew, you never corrected yourself. It can last for a long time. No, so he could be saying Gwera. Now, Omalei Ravina L'Ravashi. What's the machlokas here between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? The Isyada Lei Kodim Hafrasha, where you reminded yourself about case number two, about mistake number two, Rashi says. This Isyada Lei Al Sheni, Kodim Shafrash Karban Al Yadir Rishona. You reminded yourself of mistake number two, before you were Mafrash a Karban for mistake number one, right? This Yadalei Kodim Hafrasha Pligi. But that's the case when they're arguing. For Ha Pligi, and this is the Machlokas. The Mar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yedios Mechalkos. The virtue of the fact that you reminded yourself on one before you reminded yourself on the other requires you to bring two. It doesn't make a difference where you're up to in your stage of being Mafresh Karbanos. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you became aware at separate times, Yechayev twice. Umar Sover and Rish Lakish holds no. Hafrashos Mechalkos. Only you only have two if it as already at the stage of being mafresh the karbonos. Avala acha hafrasha, but once you've already mafresh them, modile Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan the Chayef Shtayim. Then Rish Lakish would agree. Once you're mafresh one and then you remember, then you chayef two. But as long as you're not mafresh one and you remember at different times, you can only be chayef one. Maybe that's the machlokas between the two of them. Odilma, or maybe this yod leila achar hafrasha pligi. Maybe the only machlokas is where you reminded yourself where you reminded yourself for number two after you already mafresh number one. And waha pligi. This is the machlokas. The mar savar Rabbi Yochanan holds hafrashas mechalkos. Once you mafresh one and then you remember about the other, you have to bring two. Umar Savar and Rish Lakish holds that. By the way, that is the same thing as Rish Lakish in the case above. Rabbi Yochanan here is the same thing as Rish Lakish over there. Umar Savar and Rish Lakish holds. He's more makel, so to speak. Kaparos Mechalkos. No, only the kapara is what separates. So as long as you didn't bring the carbon yet, and then you remind yourself about number two, even though you will mafresh it, you can still include both in the same carbon. Avol kodem hafrasha, but if it's before hafrasha yet, then modilei Rabbi Yochanan leRish Lakish to ein chayev alachas. Rabbi Yochanan will agree, only chayev one. The only time the halacha changes is if the hafrasha. Maybe that's the machlokas. Odilma, or maybe bein bezu machlokas. They're arguing in all cases, right? So now the Gemara says as follows: Amalei mistabra. It must be bein bezu machlokas. It must be that they're arguing in both cases. Because if you want to say that the only time they're arguing is before hafrasha, avol acher hafrasha, but after hafrasha, modilei Rish Lakish lo Rabbi Yochanan the chayev shtayim, Rish Lakish will agree that after hafrasha you're already chayev two. Then ademokim lekra laachar kapara. Then when Rish Lakish said to back earlier on the page, what do I do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? I use that to tell me after kapara. That's what I do with his pasuk. But if he held that the only machlokas is before hafrasha, then Luke may la'achar hafrasha. Then instead of giving an answer of after kapara, I'll give an answer of after hafrasha. Then of course I agree with him. Since he didn't give that answer, he doesn't agree with it. So he's arguing in a case of even after hafrasha. Everyone got that? The e acher hafrasha pligi, but if the only machlokas is after hafrasha, but avol kodem hafrasha, but before hafrasha, bo dilei Rabbi Yochanan leRish Lakish to ein chayev alachas, Rabbi Yochanan will agree with Rish Lakish that you only chayev once, right? Then ademoki lekra. Then when we asked Rabbi Yochanan, what are you going to do with Rish Lakish's pasuk? He came up with such an unusual case of bechizayis umechza. Why did he have to come up with such an unusual case? Just say, Lokmi kodem hafrasha. Say it was before hafrasha. Of course I agree with you there. I agree with you there, Rish Lakish. I agree with you that before hafrasha you're only going to be chayef one. That's what your pasuk is coming to teach. Since Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that, he obviously doesn't agree with it. Therefore, they argue in all cases. Okay? Therefore, they argue in all cases. Now, everyone got that? Now, the Gemara says maybe not so fast. The Dilma, maybe. Sefuke Mesapkale. The B'nai Yeshiva, Rashi explains. The B'nai Yeshiva who were trying to understand Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, maybe they had a suffix what the Shitos were. And the Imtim Salomar Ka'amar. And the whole exchange before was only as maybe. Maybe. In other words, we have to stick in the word maybe every time. Maybe you're right. Maybe they held like each other in those cases. And you're right, they could have given the answer, well, oh, I hold that before hafrasha. Oh, that's after hafrasha. And they agree with each other in those cases. But maybe not. So they weren't sure. So, im tim tzolomer kodem hafrasha pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan. If you're going to tell me that im tim tzolomer kodem hafrasha pligi, right? That before hafrasha they're arguing, If it was after Hafrasha, then Rabbi Yochanan could use Rish Lakish as Pasuk like Rish Lakish. But if it's before Hafrasha, then Rabbi Yochanan, Hechi Muki Le Lakra, then what's he going to do with that Pasuk? And the Gemara answers, because Ayesu Mechsa, he'll use it for the case of Kizayesu Mechsa. Right? As Rashi says, at the Mokim Achar Kapara, right? Rashi says, Ki parchinan le'el le'Rish Lakish. When we ask before Rish Lakish, Haksiv al chatoso vehevi, v'ukimna shitasei de Talmuda bel achar kapara, and he used, and the Bnei Yeshiva learned it to mean after kapara, lukmi bel achar hafrasha. Say it means after hafrasha. Aval hashta de ukimna bel achar kapara, but since he didn't say that, shmamina de pshita levnei ha-yeshiva, shetidju ha-gemara, that the Bnei Yeshiva that wrote the Gemara, del achar hafrasha, nami patal of Rish Lakish. It's even there. Now, even though Ravina and Ravashi, who are asking this exchange, they're the ones who wrote the Gemara. So how could the Bnei Yeshiva have, right? So the answer is no. This was an ongoing issue in the yeshiva, and Ravina and Ravashi just incorporated it into the Gemara itself. Now, so that's one side. And if Im Tim Salomar, and the other side is La'achah Hafrasha Pligi, that they argue. Maybe they also argue after Hafrasha. Right? You're right. If they don't argue, then Rish Lakish can use his pasuk to say, I agree with Rabbi Yochanan. That's talking about after Hafrasha. But maybe not. Maybe they argue there too. The Bnei Yeshiva were not sure. So Rish Lakish, Heki Muki Le Lakra. So what's he going to do with the pasuk? He's going to use that pasuk for Acha Kapara. There's nothing else to use it for. So he's going to use it for Acha Kapara. Fine. So now let's go back to Seth's issue. So Seth's if, how does this fit in with Abaye Rav and Amar Aleph? So Rashi said, it's the Rashi of Achaz of an Adol. L'chamen boy, le'i ikod ma'hafresh karbon al yadiyah rishona, v'ksav yadiyahs b'chatos, l'chatos, fafapi shalom ha'yisil diya bein achila achila, o ol achar afrasha, v'ksav afrashas b'chatos, v'abaye Rav yada amri, Abaye Rav said before, le'el, that v'no delo al achas mehen, v'chaz of a'achal, alma d'chadahi d'machayev. So each viru lahu beplukta the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish because of Hafrasha. If you say that the machlokas is before Hafrasha, then inhu de amar ki Rish Lakish. They can only hold like Rish Lakish. And inami sviru leil achar Hafrasha pligi v'inu de amar kodem Hafrasha v'no de alasheni v'divri akol. Then if you hold after Hafrasha, they can hold like both. So there's a huge discussion here because Rashi himself had said earlier that Abaye and Rava was talking about they were mafreshed already. How's that all going to fit in? It's a huge problem with Rashi. I avoided it all because it's difficult enough without getting into those problems. Rambam has steers here. I didn't get into any of that. Anyway, that finishes the Gemara of today. And tomorrow, it doesn't get easier. Tomorrow's a short Amid. Amid Aleph is very short. Maybe we'll try to get a little further onto Amid Ayin Gimel, because Ayin Gimel is all the long test malachas. We could spend 3 hours on that by itself. Today's shir was Lord Le'ili Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer Ben Binyamin.